This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. LAPD Police Chief Michael Moore is facing a tough fight to earn a second term leading the city's police department. Yesterday, people flooded a police commission meeting, mostly to argue against him getting another five-year term. He's facing renewed calls to step aside after three men died following recent encounters with LAPD. One victim, Keenan Anderson, an English teacher visiting from Washington, D.C., suffered cardiac arrest after he was repeatedly tased by officers. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors is his cousin. Moore is also getting criticism from his own rank-and-file officers after he banned the Thin Blue Line flag from local stations. Joining us to talk about this is John Regardi, political columnist at LA Magazine. Hi, John.
Hey, Madeline.
All right, so the day after Christmas, Chief Moore announced his hopes for a second term, and that's when government offices are closed. So what about that timing? Why did he do that?
That was a very strange bit of timing. You know, it seems that, look, if you are really looking for a time when something is going to fly under the radar, that might be it. It was also odd in that new mayor Karen Bass had only come in a couple weeks before and was very focused on other things, most primarily homelessness. It was strange timing considering that Chief Moore could have waited a couple more months before asking to be reappointed to another term.
Right. Okay. And then the year gets off to this terrible start with these deaths, these three high profile deaths. Can you remind us of the details briefly of each?
Absolutely. There were essentially two people who died after being shot by police officers during encounters when they had responded to calls for help. And then there was the incident that you referenced before, Keenan Anderson. Police were called to a traffic incident in Venice. There was a confrontation. It led to Keenan Anderson being shackled, and he was tased, and then he had cardiac arrest later and died from it. All three of these people who died at the hands of police were people of color, which has led to some of the protests that we have been hearing about.
And what has Chief Moore said about these deaths?
Chief Moore immediately, expressed a lot of concern. And he was the first one to say that, you know, that there were challenges with how his officers appeared to have responded. He immediately expressed disappointment that, mental health teams were not sent. And he recognized right away that there were problems. He also took a step of holding a press conference and releasing body camera from some of the officers early in the situation before it was required. So he correctly knew right away that this was going to generate a lot of attention. It seems he was in certain ways trying to get ahead of it and provide a level of transparency, maybe not as much as everyone wants, but he did recognize a problem here.
Right. And this is just as he is seeking his second term. He has now said that he wouldn't serve out the full 5 years. So what's going on there? Why did he say that?
That's really strange, and particularly strange because when he first said that he wanted to have that second term, he didn't say anything about 5 years. It was only a couple weeks later after people started to say, whoa, this is a little bit odd, that he actually came out and said, you know, I think I would rather just, you know, serve until about 2025, 2026. Then I would want to step down so that a new police chief can come in and be selected before the 2028 Summer Olympics, which are, of course, a huge focus for law enforcement.
Okay. And so people are angry, protesters, Black Lives Matter, are angry with Chief Moore over these deaths. Understandably, I understand that. But has there been a long simmering frustration with Chief Moore? It's not just these three deaths.
There has long been opposition to him, but if we go back historically, Madeline, there has been opposition to almost every police chief. Chief Michael Moore has encountered difficulties and challenges from some of these same entities in the past. There was a lot of anger with the Los Angeles Police Department over how officers responded to the social justice protests following the murder of George Floyd in 2020. There was anger over how police were involved in clearing Echo Park Lake of protesters after tent encampments. There was concern over the department's response to fireworks cache in South Los Angeles that, as we know, those fireworks were, the police attempted to explode those and it destroyed many homes. So there has long been certain opposition to Chief Moore.
Mm. Okay. And so tell us about the meeting yesterday and the LA Police Commission. There were a lot of people speaking out against Chief Moore there. The LA Police Commission has the power to reappoint him?
Absolutely. And this is where things get really interesting, Madeline. You know, because when it comes to a police chief getting a second term, all you need is a majority of the police commission. And already at least two members of the commission have publicly expressed their support for Chief Moore. And I've watched a lot of police commission meetings over the years. This panel seems to genuinely like him. But where this really gets interesting is the mayor of Los Angeles holds huge sway here, because the mayor of Los Angeles, while Karen Bass, in this case, she does not technically appoint and, you know, give the chief a second term, she does control who sits on the police commission. And, you know, mayors traditionally come in and they put their own people on the police commission. And interestingly, we have not yet heard from Mayor Bass whether she intends to, you know, ultimately support a second term for Chief Moore or look for someone new. We really don't have an indication other than to, you know, see that people are really trying to slow things down at this point and get a sense, you know, and give this some time.
Interesting. Well, she has said that she wants some reforms in the police department, and maybe some of those reforms would include a new police chief.
Absolutely. She said she does want reforms, and that could be a new police chief. And look, if Chief Moore does get reappointed but only stays for 2 or 3 years, then she would get the chance to select that new chief. And that might be a route that we actually see here. There could be some sort of quiet political compromise, as I referenced in one of my recent columns. This would allow her to stay focused right now on homelessness, ultimately stack the police commission with her appointees, and then she could play a really lead role in picking the police chief for the next 5 years, her real long-term law enforcement partner, instead of sticking with someone who Mayor Eric Garcetti appointed.
Okay, and what's the timeline on all this? When does the commission have to decide?
The commission has to decide by the end of March. So, I think in the coming weeks, Madeline, we are really going to see and hear a lot of rhetoric, a lot of debate. We're going to hear supporters of Chief Moore, and we're going to hear people who think that he should be replaced. This is going to be a very big issue for the next couple months in Los Angeles.
All right. John Rigardi, political columnist at LA Magazine. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Madeline.
Coming up, the price of eggs is through the roof, 60% higher, and that's a big problem for one local diner.
10 cases is about $1,000 a week.
Yikes. What the nickel diner is doing about high egg prices next on Press Play.